قرآن كويست. Yes please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزاتي الشيطان ومن زلاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. All the brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we explore the Quran with our beloved Sheikh Habib Za'atar. Sheikh Habib, assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Thanks for coming over.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullah. It's always an honor to be here, man.
Thank you. We are on chapter 85, Al Buruj, the constellations or the houses, depending on how you translate it. And we have arrived at verse 17. Let's listen to verse 17 of this chapter to the end, and we'll be back to discuss it with our guest. Stay tuned.
هل أتاك حديث الجنود.
Has there reached you the story of the soldiers?
فرعون وثمود.
Those of Pharaoh and Thamud.
بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب.
But they who disbelieve are in persistent denial.
والله من ورائهم محيط.
While Allah encompasses them from behind.
بل هو قرآن مجيد.
But this is an honored Quran.
في لوح محفوظ.
Inscribed in a preserved slate.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verses 17 to the end of chapter 85, Al-Buruj. And we're here with Sheikh Habib Za'atar to discuss these verses. So Sheikh Habib Za'atar, let's begin with verse 17. Did you receive the story of the hosts? Ali Quli Qara'i translates this word as hosts. What is meant by hosts?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. I saw a little bit of elaborations from the Mufassirin. I think the best translation for it would be soldiers, because those who the meaning of al-junud here are those who stood in the faces of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I don't know how it translated with them to the host and what they are meant, what they mean by that. But what I see as a right translation is that the soldiers or those who stood in front of in the faces of the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing in themselves that they can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is cautioning the people of Quraysh that you are not the first people to try and stop me or stop my prophets or stop the missions that they have and they will conclude. So keep in mind, then he brings up two examples, and I think that these two examples, we can elaborate them after the break, which are Fir'aun and Thamud.
Okay, on the next verse, it talks about Pharaoh and Thamud. I guess Pharaoh is more familiar to Christians and Jews of Abrahamic religion, and Thamud is more familiar for other Arabs. But what is the thing that, what is the similarity between them?
See, the similarity between them is that they were two, one of them, reached a kingdom so powerful, so strong, so big, which is Pharaoh. Thamud, they reached to a point of development in society, development in engineering and whatnot, where they used to build houses in the mountains, some great houses that nothing could stop them. They were so powerful at their time, and they thought they were more powerful than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet at the end of the day, there's one thing similar between them, and that it's water and wind that destroyed them. These simple elements, these elements that we feel and see every day and use every day, they destroy them. These all-powerful people were now destroyed by these elements, to show how strong, how almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Jabbar al-Majid.
Thank you very much. In the next verse it says, rather the faithless dwell in denial. But we're going to talk about that after the break. So stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 85, Al-Buruj. And we're going to be talking about verse 19. So it says that, did you receive the story of the hosts of Pharaoh and Thamud? Rather, the faithless dwell in denial. Can you give a very brief elaboration of what is meant, rather the faithless dwell in denial?
What I hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to state is that the evidence, everything is so clear. Everything that he put out, the evidence of his existence, the righteousness of the Prophet, the goals of the Prophet, what the Prophets want, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants altogether. It's all clear. That's the first step. The second step is acceptance and denying. And the true factor here is that these disbelievers were not people without knowledge. Rather, they were people with knowledge who were in denial. And their denial is their kufr. Their denial is their disbelief. And that is why they are getting punished for. They are getting punished for their actions. What action? Their disbelief. Now, some people may misconcept the idea that all disbelievers will enter hell. And I've always talked about this. Al-Mustada'af, it's a very important and sensitive topic. There are some people who don't have knowledge in the Prophet, do not have the correct knowledge of Islam, or the correct knowledge of in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never in their lives have they heard of the Prophet Muhammad, for example, without technology. These kinds of people, it would be very, it would be dhulum min Allah, or
unfair
from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish them for not having knowledge and them not able to reach to this knowledge. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind of, emphasizing this thing. And I always emphasize on it. Al-Mustad'af has a special place in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The word denial itself means to know the truth and yet not accept it.
Exactly, that's one of the great translations available.
And when it says the faithless dwell in denial, is it talking about the people of Pharaoh and Thamud, or is it talking about the Nawas, or is it talking about the Kuffar of Mecca?
It's talking about everyone.
It's talking about all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Because Pharaon or Pharaoh saw the miracles. Thamud saw the miracles of the Prophet. Quraysh saw the Holy Quran and saw the verses of the Holy Quran. Yet what made them in denial? That wicked soul that they had, their desires made them in denial. They are in denial. That's it. That's the end of the story.
They know the truth and yet they don't accept it.
They don't want to accept it. And sometimes you reach to a point, for example, especially when we're doing Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar. I have this story with one of my neighbors, and he sells fruits and vegetables and whatnot. I was buying from him on the holy month of Ramadan. And He says, I don't want to fast. I told him, do you know it's an obligation for you to fast and you are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have to follow His orders? He said, yes. I told him, why don't you want to fast? I don't want. Okay, don't fast. That's up to you. The punishment and reward is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the day. And that's up to you. You are in denial. So that's the thing. But the thing is here, is how do you break this denial? This denial gets broken when you break your desires. Because these people know what's right and what's wrong. But what's driving them to the wrong is their desires. Is their, you know, that wicked soul. Controlling that wicked soul is the secret and key to, you know, moving forward to the truth.
And the Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen emphasizes on this all over the Nahj al-Balagha, being careful not to be overtaken by your desires. The next verses say that, and Allah besieges them from all around. Rather, it is a glorious Quran in a preserved tablet. I want to ask a few questions about tablet, but before that, what is the relation between this verse, rather it is a glorious Quran in a preserved tablet, with the previous verses?
Here we could state that the idea of talking about specific people on the past verse, right?
Yeah.
In relation with the past verse, some may debate and then state that what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the people of Quraysh now, right? Only to the, not general, to the people of Quraysh right there. So, and they state that this verse here is what really tips us off to state that. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating here is that they are not accepting the Holy Quran. Why are they not accepting the Holy Quran? Because they don't want, they are in denial of it. So the Holy Quran is vivid. It's obvious that it's you know, enough for its righteousness. The verses in itself prove itself.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break, and after the break, we're going to be talking about more about this verse. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 21 from chapter 85 of the Quran. Rather, it is a glorious Quran in a preserved tablet. Now, again, this preserved tablet is something that we hear about it a few times in the Quran. And this tablet that God subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, first of all, what is the significance of this tablet? And secondly, is this tablet the Quran, or is the Quran part of this tablet in addition to, I don't know, the other holy books that God subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent?
Fi lawhin mahfuz means that it's coming from a place that cannot be touched or played with by the devils, and cannot be, you know, stolen, or you could say where it could be added into or removed from during revelation. During revelation, it cannot be touched. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the Prophet, Jibreel takes it from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, brings it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Of course, there are some debates about this and whatnot, but I'm just saying here in summary, I want to give a short summary about it. So when it's coming from a Lawh al-Mahfuz, no hands can touch it, no change can be made to it, and therefore it's coming from an all-divine creator, from an all-divine thing, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end of the day here, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say is that do not be down, do not be sad or gloomy, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, by what they attribute to you, for they used to attribute to him that he used to make do magic and you know, create poems and, you know, steal from the books of the from the Christians and from the Jews, and he bring it together so he could gain a kingdom, or he could gain power, and therefore he is like someone who is, you know, a crook or a wicked person. So do not be sad about what they say about you. We know what you know, and we know, and the believers know, and they themselves also know that this Holy Quran is somewhere not from your tongue or not from your writing, but instead it's from that tablet.
All right, that wraps up our series on Surah Al-Buruj. I'd like to thank you, Sheikh Habib, for all the time that you devoted to us to go through the verses of this chapter one by one. And I'd also like to thank our wonderful listeners for joining us during this time. We went through every verse of chapter Al-Buruj, the constellations or the houses. There was a lot of wisdom in there. Of course, we didn't cover them all because of our limitations. And there's definitely much more for you to learn. If you missed any of our episodes, no worries. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week and a new chapter. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.